At first glance, one of the voting bills introduced by Representative David Bates this week would seem to be just a minor change, removing just four words from an existing statute. The Windham Republican wants to change the definition of what it means to be a state resident.
It merely strikes the words, four words, the phrase "for the indefinite future."
But that definition determines who's eligible to vote in New Hampshire.
I want to be perfectly clear, and it's been abundantly obvious to anybody who's looked at the bills that I have filed this session and in previous years, that the objective of a lot of what I've been doing is to ensure that only residents of our state are able to vote here.
This bill is part of a package of nearly a dozen election bills from Bates this year, many of which propose language changes aimed at narrowing the definition of who can claim residency for voting purposes. About 40 election-related bills are on deck this year in total. Many of those reflect long-running anxieties from those who believe New Hampshire's existing voter laws leave too much room for abuse. That's despite assurances from state officials that there's no evidence of widespread voter fraud in the state. Other proposals introduced this week would scrap same-day voter registration or add a requirement that someone has to be a resident of New Hampshire for at least 13 days before voting. The Secretary of State's office, while maintaining that the state's election systems are already solid, has expressed support for many of these proposals. But officials with the Department of Justice urged caution in changing these laws, particularly when it comes to residency definitions. Here's attorney Brian Buonamano, who handles election enforcement for the state.
At this point, we don't know what the consequences of this bill are without actually going through in an exhaustive fashion and looking at each area where the residency definition is used, municipal, government, fish and game, driver's licenses, insurance, program eligibility, reduced tuition.
Buonamano told lawmakers that tinkering with voting rules by changing the residency definition could end up having unintended consequences on a number of other policy areas. Gilles Bissonnette, with the New Hampshire ACLU, pointed out that Bates's bill uses the same standard for voting as is currently used for motor vehicle laws. In turn, he said, this change could create extra requirements for people who currently live in New Hampshire but know they might be leaving in the future.
It would impact people who live in New Hampshire but who know that they will be leaving sometime in the future. So that includes hospital residents, that includes military personnel, or professors who know they'll be leaving within 3 years, or college students who know they will leave after graduation. So these voters obviously have a constitutional right to vote, but our concern now is, you know, when they exercise that franchise, there's going to be this legal obligation now to pay monies to the state through motor vehicle fees.
At the heart of the debate over these voting bills presented to lawmakers yesterday was the question of how to balance an interest in preventing wrongful voting with ensuring valid voters aren't disenfranchised. It's likely these debates will resurface again today as the House Election Law Committee hears several more bills proposing stricter rules around the state's elections. For NHPR News, I'm Casey McDermott.